to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul could not get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for you.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, like the OJs. Guess what? The self-anointed, self-appointed protectors of pharmaceutical cult-like devotion to drugs, patented drugs, are on the march. They're at it again, attacking, this time attacking homeopathic medicine, my friends. Yes, that stuff that is so safe, it can't cause harm to anyone, is the thing they say is so not in existence that it can't possibly be real. Because, of course, you measure everything in terms of its materialistic reductionist properties as opposed to the energy that controls and binds and connects everything. The vitamin L, that they will say, is non-existent. The Quackbusters are at it again. Yes, love is not real because we can't patent it and put it in a pill bottle and sell it to you with FDA approval.
Isn't that Viagra?
No, that's not.
Oh.
Vitamin L, love, not.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, wrong vitamins.
Yeah, right. You went right there. That's not a vitamin, Super Don. Good Lord. Hey, welcome, everybody. Robert Scott Bell Show on. Having a good time already, Super Don. Producing it, making us sound so good. We got Justin on the board today. If you'd like to be part of the show, it is Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us in a little while. And the number to call and be part of it, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, don't you love whiny people? Don't you love whiners? Gosh, they're our favorite people. Whining about homeopathy. Oh, it's fake. It's not real. You people that believe in supplements, you're just so dangerous because you might convince somebody to not get authorized, stamped with approval, government-sanctioned monopoly interference with your life medicine. That is more likely to kill you than it is to help you. Case in point, the meta-analysis study we've referred to over the years, starting back, let's just mention real quickly The Death by Modern Medicine by Dr. Carolyn Dean, or the year 2000 study at the Journal of the American Medical Association, known as the Barbara Starfield Report, where 106,000 to 225,000 Americans were reported dead each year based on modern medicine, properly used, prescribed, sanctioned, all of that stuff. It's much worse than that. But when you come to these whiners who scream and cry and rant and rave because they can't stand that you might actually think, thank you, Ty Bollinger, outside the box about cancer, about detoxification, about heavy metals, about drugs, about the FDA, about the CDC, that they will do their level best to discredit you from behind the cyber bushes and come out and throw little, you know, lob little foul F-bomb type grenades at you for simply not believing what they believe in science, right? Which we know to be sci-fiance, pseudoscience, a religion, a cult, a death cult, in fact, one that embraces toxicological assaults on your children via needles and pills. Now, the story here leads us to the theme song every once in a while we get to play. Justin, you know, fired up in just a moment here. And this is really what happens when we uncover the truth, or somebody uncovers the truth, finds the facts about the bad guys doing their dirty deeds. And they're not done dirt cheap. They actually charge a pretty penny for it, and they're not paying us for it. So this is what happens. Justin, are you ready? When the bad guys get caught.
Oh yeah, guess who's busted?
C-U-S-T-E-D-U-R. I don't wanna put the hurt on you, but you better believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on me. You're busted.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man!
Yay! Yay! Big Pharma, we love you! The pharmaceutical industry has been caught funding anti-homeopathy skeptic groups. Yep. And how was this? They, in other words, you know, all of those people that all they do, they troll websites and Facebook and Twitter just to, you know, outdo you in terms of your perspective that's different from theirs, right? We don't support Big Pharma. We don't believe what they're doing is science, unless it's a death cult of science. And, you know, we have this thing, the attacks that have happened to Ty Bollinger, to Mike Adams, to Joseph Mercola, to me occasionally. So you can point out all of this stuff. Attacks based on not because these guys and gals have nothing better to do, but they're actually being funded. Besides the fact that they're living in their mother's basement eating, I don't know, probably drug-infested Twinkies and Hot Pockets. That's right. Yes. Antibiotic-laced Hot Pockets. But it turns out that they're busted. They're being funded by Big Pharma. Now, how did we find out about this? There's an article here. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And the headline, Pharmaceutical Industry Funding of Anti-Homeopathy Skeptic Groups Discovered. Sense About Science, a well-funded anti-homeopathy skeptic organization in the United Kingdom, complained. They whined. They complained. They griped. They bitched. They moaned. Oh! A consumer group has asserted that we're representing and we're being funded by the pharmaceutical industry. There's no way we wouldn't do that. We just love to attack you because of your belief in natural medicine. Right? Turns out the whining has blown back on them in a big, bad way. Because there was a percent that they had already identified in terms of the annual funding. And when they whined, the consumer group that was investigating Sense and Science went back in and investigated it and looked even more closely and found that there's even more funding. And let's go to those numbers, Super Don. Because if I'm reading this correct, Sense About Science was complaining because the consumer group looking into them said that they were receiving over 35% of its donation base was coming from the pharmaceutical industry. This is over a 5-6 year period. And then when they went back in and reinvestigated, on average, it appears to be not 35, but 42.3%. And even worse than that, it's going up. It's going up. In the most recent case that they've identified, it is now up to 51.2% of the total income. Oh, no, we're not getting our money from Big Pharma, except for over half.
Right.
Paid to troll. Why can't we get paid to troll? Because we don't troll. Not interesting. We're not interested in them. We don't need to convince anybody. The thing is, this is kind of like yesterday's story. Didn't we cover a little bit yesterday about the blowback on the vaccine industry? The more they try to promote how good vaccines are, the less people believe them.
Yeah, that was a big story, and actually I can confirm now that tomorrow we will have Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center coming on to talk about that a little bit more.
Oh, no, Super Don, you didn't. You know the skeptic organizations are going to have a conniption fit now. We're going to talk to Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center. They really don't like her.
Let them whine. They can whine. It's okay.
Yeah, bring it on, Quackbuster skeptic buttheads. Can we call them buttheads? It's okay. It's all in good fun. It's all in good fun. We're sending you vitamin L because we don't care what you say about us or about the fact that we don't belong to your church, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And so these anti-homeopathic groups, you know, you would think as much as they've invested in their belief system, and maybe it's a sincerely held belief. I don't know. I can't see into their heart if they have one. But if it is sincere and they don't like homeopathy, they're desperate attempts to convince all of us that it's phony, it's fact, it's fake, it's quackery, it's trickery, whatever, seems to be kind of silly. Because if they believe it's absolutely a fantasy and there's nothing there and it doesn't work, well, then step out of the way, let people find that out, and then they'll come running back to pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific, FDA-approved, toxicologically proficient drug molecules. Because they'll say, well, what a failure homeopathy was. But instead, since the 1790s or so, when Dr. Samuel Hahnemann brought it out, a physician of his time who said, I don't like poisoning and killing my patients with synthetic toxic drugs, as we call them now, mercury and other things, we find that homeopathy as a system of medicine around the world is on the growth march. Maybe that's why they're having to attack it, because it's actually working for people. And you know what? If it is only a placebo, which is the only thing that they can come back and say, if it helps you, it's just a placebo, we'll acknowledge Dr. Samuel Hahnemann's brilliance in identifying and coining that concept of the placebo effect, the belief in taking something that is designed to help you and it actually helps you. It's a very real impact and effect. And I don't give a flip if a placebo heals you or gets you well. I'm happy. I'm happy, but these people are miserable.
How can you have a problem with a placebo working? I have a condition. I took this. Yeah. I feel better. Where's the downside to that?
But they're miserable people. They're so sad. They're just, they've got no life. So they have to attack and try to bring people down who have a different belief system than they have. They're the worst of the worst in terms of the desperate attempts to convert you to their cult or religion or whatever you want to call it. We don't do that. We believe in freedom here. Your freedom to believe different than we do? Fine, no problem. We don't have to believe the same thing. That's life. That's humanity. But they can't handle it. Also, bad news for the Quackbusters, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, that includes medical people, they say conventional medicine isn't qualified to assess the benefit of nutritional and dietary supplements. Double busted! Ooh. By your own! They're eating their own now! How cool is that? Hey, we got a listener question, relates to the quackery of statin drugs. How about that? Using their own language against them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Am I being too hard on the Quackbusters, the so-called protectors of pseudoscientific church of pharmaceutical mysticism hiding into their parents' basements, trolling, bashing and smashing and trashing folks who simply believe differently than they do? I don't know. Maybe I'm being too mean to them.
You're such a meanie, I swear.
I know, I know. You know, it's like some people go, you're not being all spiritual when you do that, Robert. It's like, no. I mean, I think you gotta defend yourself, too. At the same time, point out those who would attack the freedom to heal by hiding behind Big Pharma's money and hiding behind the claim that they only care about you. They only want you to get the right kind of treatment, which might include the most idiotic, stupid, and moronic drug ever created by man. A statin drug, indefensible, in my opinion. And that leads to our question of the day. Greg writes in, I've listened to you on iHealthTube. That's one of those offshoots of YouTube, iHealthTube. I had some videos there floating around the web.
Yeah, right? Quite a few.
That's got to really upset. Yeah, I'm sure that's really going to upset the Big Pharma shills. Oh my gosh, he's not being censored. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll say nasty things about him on the internet. That'll get you. That'll get him. People won't listen then. Common sense. No, they hear the truth. The teenagers, the 10, 11, and 12 year olds can see through those lies. But here we go. I've listened to you on iHealth2, but I like what I hear. Ruh-roh. Here's what he says. Greg says, I suffered a heart attack last April, and according to the doctors involved, I'm a very lucky man. I can't recall what happened in technical terms, but I've heard the attack I had called a widowmaker. A widowmaker. The heart attack was caused by a 99% blockage at the top of the heart. I received a stent and various medications. My cardiologist very pleased with my progress and will probably reduce my meds come April for a one-year checkup. However, he informed me that I will probably remain on atorvastatin. 80 milligrams daily for the rest of my life. I'm 64. I'm uneasy about this considering what I've read and heard about statins. I would like your take on this and what recourse there is to eliminating the use of a statin. Okay, well, you're asking the right questions. And yes, I am concerned. Now, if it weren't for the Big Pharma concerted efforts to discredit doctors, yes, they eat their own. And they did this over 50 years ago by attacking doctors who dared acknowledge the realities and facts that when they applied intravenous chelation therapy, EDTA and some other mechanisms, that they were not only able to remove heavy metals, but they cleaned out the arteries of the occlusions without, I say, resorting to these open heart bypass surgeries. But of course, that would have put a kibosh, or the kibosh, depending on where you're from, on the growing monopolistic field of thoracic surgery, cardiovascular surgeons, cutting people open for profit, and roto-rootering, and now putting stents in there, and then keeping these same people who were victimized on the surgical table on drugs for the rest of their life, which is ultimately shortened to their true potential, from their true potential. Because let me just say this, people with heart attack events may be as likely to live to 120. Their adrenals may be so strong, but they die not of a chronic disease like cancer eating away at their bodies, but they die of an accident like getting hit by a Mack truck one day when their arteries are clogged and they can no longer deliver blood, oxygen, nutrients to the heart. And so what we want to do, of course, is cleanse the arteries. That's where we do things like Dr. Batar, who, by the way, has also been the recipient of many attacks over the years because he's actually doing something that works rather than bowing to the pseudo-gods of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. So, chelation therapy, excellent. Selenium, orally, excellent. GTF chromium, excellent. Why? Because it elevates the protective high-density lipoprotein form of cholesterol, HDL. Elevates the ratios to a better ratio for the doctors to get happy about. We also, of course, want to reduce inflammation by increasing omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, 3,000-5,000 milligrams a day. Other kinds of fats are going to be helpful in reducing inflammation, including saturated fats, for which they're going to tell you they'll clog your arteries. It's not true. We'll get into that in a moment because we've got to talk about these high-protein paleo-Atkins diets. There's controversy abounding on that. We also can look to utilize something like natokinase enzymes to reduce the likelihood of clotting or strokes and things like that by thinning the blood naturally without intoxicating and basically poisoning the liver. And the liver is the source where all this starts. But everything modern medicine does is what I call attempted murder on your liver, which then results in everything else we talk about here, the inflammation, the toxic burden, the occlusions that ultimately form to cause heart attacks. We'll get into that. Greg, great question. We'll see if we can answer some more of that. Also, your questions about a high-protein diet like Atkins and Paleo, they're saying it causes cancer. Is it true? We're going to find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Don't do it, Chipotle. No. Don't drop the guac. Due to climate change. They're threatening to drop guacamole due to climate uncertainty, Super Don. I know that Tom's not here, but I think he'd be crying today if that happened.
I think he might have an opinion on that. But, yeah, I like guacamole. Why would they drop
Absolutely.
The guacamole?
I know. I get to eat extra guac because my kids are not that into it. Wish they were, but no problem. More for me.
Right.
But, yeah, sometimes I'll make my own. Just, you know, bring it in, whatever. But, all right, now, it is a dietary discussion right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And by the way, if you want to tell me I'm being too mean to the people that are hiding out in their parents' basement, being paid by Big Pharma to be mean and nasty to anybody that believes in natural medicine and healing, call me. Go ahead. 866-939-2355. Super Don, Double Dog dares you. 866-939-2355. Also, say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 6 days a week, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com. And our syndicator, GCN, and around the world as well on UK Health Radio and Digital Radio 103. We're glad to have you with us on iTunes even. Now, what is the dietary discussion of the day? It's so good that Jerry Doyle called me and said, hey, can you be on the show tonight too? So look for me tonight or listen for me tonight on the Jerry Doyle Show. We're going to talk about this and who knows what else. Did you see this? Diets high in meat. No, they're not smoking cannabis. Diets high in meat. Meat, listen to me. Eggs and dairy could be as harmful to health as smoking.
What?
As smoking. And not smoking cannabis. They're talking about smoking cigarettes, which, by the way, have very little tobacco in them relative to thousands of other ingredients that they add. Yeah, this is the thing. And I caught a little bit of a Fox Business News this morning as we were getting the kids ready. That Imus show they put on TV, and his wife Deirdre. Have you ever seen her, Deirdre?
I don't think I have, no.
Yeah, they have this thing, very cute name, called Blonde on Blonde. Yeah, don't get your mind out of the gutter.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, but basically,
right,
exactly. But it's basically Deirdre, his wife, and this other blonde lady that kind of debate a little bit. And Deirdre's pretty good about natural supplementation and things, but she was complaining that this study was, you know, confirming that everybody needs to go more vegetarian, eat less meat. And the lady was complaining that it's confusing because it gets people to think that if they eat, you know, an Atkins diet or a paleo diet, that that's worse than smoking cigarettes. So it was kind of like an animated discussion. You didn't know what they were saying because it was two ladies talking over one another. But what is the case here? What is the real deal? I mean, that's the thing. Remember we've talked about this, the confusing aspect of the media, how it's designed to foment confusion?
Right.
Okay. There must be a delay here, Super Don, because I just think the confusion aspect of this is the quality of the food that is never discussed in these medical inquiries or studies that they publish.
Well, it's not just the food. I mean, it's the quality of the food. Mm-hmm. It's the quality of the supplements, the vitamins. I mean, it's all. They never do look at the quality. They just think, you know, an apple is an apple.
Yeah, well, exactly. If it has arsenic on it, it's the same thing. Doesn't matter. You guys and gals that want to eat organic, you have orthorexia. You're crazy, according to the so-called quackbusters that are hiding in their parents' basement. A diet rich in meat, eggs, milk, and cheese could be as harmful to your health as smoking, according to a controversial study into the impact of protein consumption on longevity. Now, this was what, a 18-year rat study? Where they're looking at rats and they're feeding them the same thing day after day after day after day after day. Now, even the most diehard Atkins fans or the most diehard paleo fans, however you perceive that to be, are not eating the same thing every day of their life for 18 years straight. I don't know of one person on the planet that's doing that. Maybe that person exists, but I don't think they found them for this study as they investigated the rats to say the higher rates of cancer are happening in these high protein diets. But I will say that these high protein diets can be dangerous for your health. Yeah, I do say that. Because most Americans that are on these high protein diets are not active enough to substantiate the need in their own bodies for that much protein to balance what they call the nitrogen cycle, if you will, the replenishment of that which is lost, the rebuilding of the body. And that is an important aspect of this. Now, years ago, my mentor, you know, had assessed and told me that you might only need as little as 15 grams of protein a day to stay alive and functional, to replenish that cycle, to keep everything going and balanced. But we've skewed over the last years as everybody's gone kind of, I say everybody, more toward that paleo or Atkins concept where high protein, low carb, and low fat. And, of course, that's a misunderstanding of what we really need if you're interpreting it that way. I know not everybody is. But the other risk associated with not just excess protein, but eating large quantities of animal protein in animals that have been fed antibiotics, genetically engineered foods and grains, heavy metal contaminated foods and grains, genetically engineered things like RBGH to increase milk production. All of these things will add to the growth of cancers one day. I agree with that. But what about the ancestry that did eat at least a little bit of this way, more animal products or protein? The paleo people, and we've discussed this at length extensively with Liam Sheff and others, and I'm not here to upset paleo people or vegetarians either in this discussion, except to acknowledge that the way somebody who was a caveman or a paleo person 100 or thousands of years ago ate was not just a feast going through the drive-thru and having hamburgers every day with no bread. I mean, it was a big deal to be able to take down a mastodon or some monstrous, you know, animal being that you could eat. And then even then, I think that the smarter humans, as the smarter animals do, they go for the organs first, like the liver, the place where the minerals are so concentrated. And this is the argument, for instance, for going more vegetarian, because you can adopt a superfood diet that is lower on the food chain and yet nutrient dense, mineral dense, and achieve a lot of the same things. I'm not going to say it's identical, because I don't hold a religious dogma to say that your diet should be the same as mine and the same as your neighbor, the same as it. The only thing I will say, and I might get a little religious on it, is to say that all of the food that you eat should be as clean as possible. And I think this was the basis for kashrut, or kosher laws, if you're interested in reading the Hebrew scriptures that are known as the Old Testament in the Bible. The reason they set out dietary laws or guidelines was to keep people healthy and well and clean. Now, the kosher laws of today have not taken all of the things we've done to the food supply into consideration, unfortunately. I think the wiser rabbis out there, you know who you are, would be saying to your congregation, you know what? If they wrote the kosher laws today, they would definitely say genetically modified foods, not kosher. They would definitely say foods that are laced with pesticides and heavy metals, definitely not kosher. The foods that are processed to remove all of the natural trace elements and supplemental things that we have to take extra, they're removed in processing, definitely not kosher. Now, I'm not a rabbi, but this is my opinion, and I'm sharing it with you. You might differ in your opinion. You can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and let me know if I'm on the right track or absolutely on the wrong. It's okay if we disagree. But the idea of going lower on the food chain, I think, is a good idea. Because, as I said, even our paleo brethren or ancestry were not eating a hamburger 10 times a day and nothing else. And those of you who do that, even on clean foods, unless you're a high-level Olympic-trained athlete and burning up so much that you might believe you need it, even though there are some vegan triathletes and marathoners out there. Again, that's why I say you got to find the diet that's right to you, for you. Is that if you eat excess quantities of protein than your body actually needs, the breakdown products, the metabolic waste products of those proteins become toxic poisons to your body as well. If I say, your body cannot transform those wastes and excrete them rapidly enough that they don't accumulate and create inflammatory cascades that create what? Problems like Greg asked in the last segment. Vascular inflammation leading to the necessity of the patching and repairing associated with cholesterol that keeps you alive long enough to have a heart attack 10, 20, 30 years down the road, depending on your diet and lifestyle. Also, these inflammatory components like uric acid, if not addressed appropriately by the liver where it is transformed into the salt of the acid from the urate to the urine so it can be excreted via the kidneys or even as solid waste through the colon. If you can't excrete because your liver is toxic and congested and your kidneys are overburdened and overwhelmed by heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, do I need to go on here? Do you have perspective here on these diets? The excess quantities of protein, even of clean quality and origin, may be harmful long term because of your needs are being beyond, more than met. They're being overmet, and then your body has to deal with those waste products. So it's about finding out what's the appropriate level for you based on your diet, lifestyle, and constitution that will determine if you do very well on a purely vegetarian, strictly vegetarian, vegan diet, or you need some animal protein, or maybe you need more animal protein than someone else would like you to eat, but you feel really good about it. And my argument over the years has always been, listen to your body. But the hard thing about listening to your body when you're toxic like I was in my young life is that it's given you all the wrong signals because you haven't been listening, because you've been listening to your dunderheaded doctor who tells you that symptom is indicative of a drug deficiency disease approved by the FDA and not a deficiency of key nutrients that would help you to detoxify from the bioaccumulation of these wastes, whether they be normal metabolic waste or high-level toxicological waste from the processed and pesticide and GMO-laden foods. I'm going to pause for a breath here for Super Don to break in because I don't know if I'm making any sense right now. Am I talking over people's heads or am I bringing it down?
You've made total sense. And I mean, it's true. You can't isolate, in my opinion, and I think we agree on this. You just can't isolate one thing and say this is a problem without incorporating everything else that needs to go with it. And with the we were talking about this before we went on the air. And with this study, it is flawed from the very beginning. Because the way this study is, they asked people, what did you have for dinner last night? And they took that answer and assumed and implied that that person was going to eat that exact same food every day for the next 18 years and then base their conclusion on that. Nobody does that. Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about the subject later on the Jerry Doyle Show, so give a listen to that. And Chipotle, please don't ban the avocados because of climate uncertainty. Women, ladies, we got something that you definitely want to pay attention to in the next segment. And to my good friend Brian, the former engineer where we used to be syndicated, yes, Carnivora would help you tremendously. And we'll talk about it later.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, get ready. I've got my seatbelt on. This may be the most dangerous story we've ever covered on the air. Right now, you are going to be witness to history making if we survive this segment, Super Don. And no, we're not talking Quackbusters anymore. This is about the ladies. This is about the ladies. Do you know that some cultures? I'm not advocating this. I'm going to say it right now because I don't want people, especially the ladies, to get angry with me over this. But some cultures, they banish women during that time of the month. That's right, banish you. And it's something called. And it's not. It sounds like Chipotle, but Chipotle would never do that. No, it's chapati. Chapati. It's a tradition observed in parts of Nepal. And they do this at once a month during that time of the month for you ladies. They banish you. They make you sleep outside or in outbuildings or in rickety places. They don't provide you with protection from the elements. They don't let you enter houses or temples to use public water. Take part in festivals, and you can't even touch another during that time of the month.
Now, would it be far-fetched for me to assume that chapati, the banning of women during that time of the month, was probably something that was started by a man?
I have to think this has got to be a patriarchal perspective.
Yeah, I think it may be.
And evidently, the Nepali Supreme Court in 2005 even banned the practice in 2005. They banned it, but it's still happening. It's still happening out there. Now, far be it for me to endorse or embrace that concept of chapati, because I don't, but I think here's the thing, ladies, you should get together, and what really should happen is kind of like the red tent, right? We just talked about the green tent of Chipotle. This is the red tent of chapati, except let's reverse it. And men, you'll be smart if you do this. You vacate the premises. Men, you vacate the presence, and you go out into the shed and sleep in the elements. And you go into,
That might be a voluntary. Can I volunteer for chapati this month? Right?
Yeah, but I think so. Most men would go, okay, no problem. Send me out there. I got my man cave happening. I'd rather be there anyway. I mean, this is sort of like what men used to do before they were married anyway. They were single. They were bachelors. They had their man, and this is what they would do. That for them, it'd be good. So the women get run of the house. Nobody bothers them. Nobody messes with them. Nobody asks them for anything. I know. I'm talking about
hiding in the doghouse, right?
Right. And of course, that would be really honoring the cycle, because there are certain cultures. You go back to ancient traditions, and the women would be not banished, but they would go off into the, their form of isolation or together. And that was the part of the cycle where it's like, leave me alone. And of course, the problem is what they call PMS is just maybe a part of the fact that we've abandoned those traditions and we're messing with women when women don't need to be messed with. They need that quiet time to shed and then begin the rebuilding process. And of course, if they are anemic, taking ferrum phosphoricum homeopathically, doing more sprouts and different foods that build the blood, there's a blood building formula that we get from innate response iron response, it's called, that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Ladies, this is a healthy, safe way to do it. And there are other foods. Those that are not vegetarian, of course, are often craving, red meat even because of the iron content and such. There are a lot of ways to get that in, even if you're a vegetarian, through different foods. But there you go. I know it's dangerous to cover it, but I just want, ladies, you know what, I'm with you on this, but I will leave you alone. And my wife wishes that I would leave her alone at that time of the month, but I don't do it as well as I should.
I'm off to my hut in the backyard.
Yeah, now after the show today, I'm leaving, I'm gone. No, I'll
be
back.
Did you see the picture?
I'll be back. What?
Did you see the picture of that thing that lady was in? I mean, it's like the door is so small. It really, it honestly looks like a doghouse.
No, I know. It's awful. It really is. I said, I think the men should be in the doghouse. Now the men are going to call me up and be angry with me. I know. All right. Go ahead. It's okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you do have the wide swings associated with the female cycle to the point of symptoms worthy of drugging, there's a different issue there. That's not normal healthy cycles, whether it be extreme menopause or whether it be extreme pains or bleeding for a week to 10 days of the month. That's not a healthy cycle. As I've said before, and this is new news to some folks, not new to others, but the shedding of the lining of the uterus when a pregnancy doesn't occur is a monocellular lining. It's a scanty discharge. If you're bleeding heavily each month, as if you cut your finger, there are other issues there. And I know a lot of the OBGYNs don't even acknowledge it because they don't know what a healthy cycle was because they haven't seen one in 100 years. All right, that's it. We got Ty Bollinger coming up. We're going to step outside the box, medical marijuana, cannabis, etc. Curing cancer, getting rid of heavy metals. Why do we do it? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.